flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000.
What a heated show. Yes. I'm glad we got through that. So the difference is, I've stated it already, there is a difference between Hebrew and Jew, just difference between Spaniard and Mexican, okay? There have been some geographical movements throughout history that has literally changed skin tones and beliefs and that sort of thing throughout time. The oldest tribe in Africa was DNA tested and were found to be 100% Hebrew. Again, these people's skins are like charcoal. Black. Black as night. Okay? So, we have the science, the proof, who is who. And it's openly being ignored because you have those who are in power, okay, that want to hijack prophecy, and I've already explained that on the show, hijacking prophecy, forcing the end times to happen because of all things that are said in the Bible. Oh, well, they can mimic all these things with this covert technology our shadow governments have. You know, earthquake machines, weather warfare, they can turn any body of water red just by making a certain algae grow or oxidizing the iron in the water by shooting a beam into the water. Okay? They can make all these fish and whales beach themselves on the shorelines with the submarines and their sonic technologies. Okay, birds falling out of the sky, wind towers. Okay, they can mimic anything that is said in the Bible. Okay, and the Israel state has control of all of this technology. People, wake up! Don't let these people hijack prophecy. Okay, they're not legitimate claimers to the land that is known as Israel. Israel in itself is a misnomer. Is Isis, Ra, god of the Egyptian god of the sun, El, general term for God, does not mean right with God. What it is a claimant to all cultures on the planet. They want to control all bloodlines. They want to control all peoples. That was the purpose of naming this area in Africa Israel. Okay? It's so close to the cradle of life. They're very far off. You know, it's not Ethiopia. All right? But it's close enough to the rest of the world, the Mediterranean, tap into Europe, tap into the Middle East, tap into the East, tap into everywhere but, you know, South America. That it's just a geographical PowerPoint to have. We can be tapped into every place. They know it. The resources there are bountiful. It's a beautiful place. Why not? That is the point of that. Now, I do know we have other callers. Did we keep Jim at all?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I want to let Frank in from New York. Frank is usually a guy with some great information. I know he wanted to talk about the pedophilia stuff. We'll get to that, but I want to ask him his opinion with the Jewish stuff because he has a lot of information with that as well. Frank, are you there?
I tried. Yeah, thank you, brother. I tried my best to keep my head straight during the conversation between the two opposing forces, but the first thing, let me get this out of the way because it's important, especially with Trump being off the scene right now. There was a within Interpol, which of course is a police world agency. There was a function called it was Archangel. I'm sorry, Archangel within Interpol, and their function, and by the way, they said that they worked as a rogue agency within Interpol, and Interpol would not acknowledge that they even existed, and their function was to be able to go and try pedophiles and those who had been abused and assaulted children, and they would eliminate them. Now the book that came about this was called Archangel, Archangel, Archangel. The author was Race, R-A-C-E, Bannon, Race Bannon. Now I'm not sure if the organization is still functioning or what, but with worldwide children being exploited. Excuse me.
Hold on. Race Bannon from was it Dr. Quest or what's that cartoon, Boy Quest?
Archangel, A-N-G-E-L, A-R-C-H-A-N-G-E-L.
Okay, Mike, you know what cartoon I'm talking about, right? Johnny Quest. No. Johnny Quest, his male protector, the super secret agent, his name was Race Bannon in the cartoon. So is this a code name?
It could be. It could very well be. I don't know. That I don't know. I never heard that name before. The only thing I know is Archangel and Race Bannon. He was interviewed a number of times by, what's this guy's name? Late at night and Arch. Oh God, I can't remember his name right now. Anyway, the point is, they felt that when they found someone who was duly convicted of pedophilia and was exploiting children, they would go after them and kill them.
You know, I want to get to that later in the show. But you usually have a lot of information on Jewish stuff. And let me also say before we continue, Interpol is a joke. Interpol, much like the NSA, has no authority to arrest. And now, with my war with the NSA and all that going on, I've tested other agencies. Interpol is utterly damn useless. The only thing Interpol is an information broker between law enforcement agencies around the world. They have
that's why Archangel was developed, because they felt that way.
Okay. So, did you have any comments towards... I want to get into the pedophilia stuff later on, because I started the show with
TikTok. Right? Sure.
But did you have any feelings towards the conversation on Jews, Judaism, that stuff? Because you usually have a lot of information on that.
Yeah, boy, do I know. Look, a lot of what your guests have been talking about are early, so late into Egyptian history that it makes no sense. Now, for a perfect example, if you were to ask someone who was a Jewish Christian, by the way, Judaism is a religious affiliation. Sammy Davis was Jewish.
Yes, Sammy Davis. Yes.
Sorry. Okay. So if you were to ask someone, I'll give you the perfect example of how to just knock this whole thing down. The Ten Commandments were a result, quote unquote, were the result of Moses going up to Mount Ararat and getting these commandments from God. Even though he was banished from Pharaoh's Egypt for murder, which was one of the commandments against murder. So how could he be banished for someone that wasn't even talked about yet?
Because
we had no clue.
The Egyptians were not God's people.
They were 1,000 years before Abraham.
I know.
You know. So what are people talking about?
Jim, if you're still there, I have a question for you. Now, you say a child born of a Jewish mother becomes also Jewish. Does that also apply to converts? Let's say you have a black woman who converted to Judaism through and through, lived the life through and through. The child born of that mother, is he considered Jewish? He or she considered
100%,
Jewish?
100%.
That's an agreement. That's simply an agreement.
It's this religious agreement. Okay. I was just curious about that. That's all.
100%.
So you guys really are jumping outside of race and making sure that it's only considered a religion.
Actually, it's sort of like both. There is an inherited genealogy, but anybody can opt into it with their own genealogy.
Oh, okay. So in other words, it was a non-clad agreement between God and his habitants.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said just now.
So in other words, it was an agreement that anyone could mop into. Is that correct?
Well, you can opt into it by a legal Jewish conversion. Anybody can opt into it.
Okay. So now, what about the commandments and the agreements and with God that came before them.
Well, it's contingent upon accepting the entire written and oral Torah.
Okay, sir, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but if I have commandments and laws and proclamations before you even came on the scene, how can you tell me that I'm not a chosen one, number one, and number two, what laws and what do you bring to the table?
Well, let me say something here first to put a background on this. Ever since the Exodus from Egypt, there has not been a single Passover every year in which the Jewish people have not celebrated the Passover meal.
Now, you do realize that a lot of the, what you're going to are telling me are allegories and not based on historical fact, because of when you say Exodus, I accept the fact that you say Passover or an Exodus, it was a political expulsion rather than a religious expulsion or ethnic expulsion. It was a religious expulsion because of the Jewish collaboration with the enemies of Egypt.
What enemies of Egypt?
The quote-unquote Hyksos that invaded Egypt for the first time.
You're absolutely right about that. I'm reeling back in my study of that history. Egypt was invaded many a times. Egypt even had to go as far as go and grab Ethiopian soldiers.
The first invasion of Egypt was way long before the Jewish collaborated with those who call themselves, you know, to say the, well, we're talking about years and years and centuries before. Joseph was the first, quote unquote, I don't even know where to start with this stuff. I'm trying my best to just be respectful of everyone's opinion, but this historical record doesn't show that.
Okay, well, let me ask this question then. You see these people here, they're 3 million people called Jews. They're in Israel now. And the whole world, in one way or another, is against it. They call them thieves, and it's this and it's that. And yet... And they stay there, and they've been attacked many times, and they're successful. And people are attributing this to, like, politics or technology. But the fact that, let me put it this way. I used to be on Twitter. I'm not anymore. In fact, I don't. What I used to say to people, certain people, there is no God but the God of Israel. He gathers in his people, and he laughs in your face. And that is my main tweet. And that's what I have to say tonight. Thank you very much.
Well, listen, I respect where you're coming from. Did he hang up?
No, he should still be there.
No,
okay. I do respect where you're coming from. And I respect the fact that
call back.
And that was Jim.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Jim dropped.
Jim dropped.
Hmm. Well, no, Jim, I respect the fact that he feels that way and lives his life under those spiritual principles. I do, but you cannot. What you cannot do is to use false historical principles and ideologies to make a point, and especially if that point when the object of that point is to suppress other people. Look, Egypt, in some form, Egypt was 10,000 years before for the first Jew wore the shoe.
Well, I'm sorry that Jim hung up, because I want to radicalize the conversation. I wanted to talk about, I want to bring race back into it, because we have a history.
Well, you're in trouble then, if you do all that.
I struggle with some of these things, and other people have struggled with them throughout history. And there's a duality to the racism. There's a duality that I wish to explore, and I would like for people to call in and maybe provide some information on this, because there's this thing. It's never spoken about. And
if you get too far into this, you'll be taken off the air.
No, I won't. This is the Red Pill Hardcore.
Okay, all right.
Okay. No, I want to get into this issue because, I once again, I'm only going to start with an example because I don't know what to call the problem or the issue. Okay, so back in the slavery days, you had...
Which one?
American slavery. The black American slavery. Black African-American slavery. So you have these men, these white men who are obviously racist. They hate black men, but they're constantly raping black women. Thomas Jefferson, for example, had lots of black children, black women. There's a duality there. For example, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I don't particularly care for the Jewish male, but boy, do I lust after a Jewish woman. What is that? Can anybody help me with that? Can anybody explain? You know, I'm a psychology major. I can't even begin to scratch the surface of it.
Are you, in other words, are you saying that you have an attraction that you're trying to understand?
Yes, I love, good God, I love Jewish women.
Well, yeah, but remember, Jewish, how do you know she's Jewish unless she tells you?
I'm talking all the way, like, Fran, high-pitched, nasally, I'm talking all that. Jewish princess, you know, money... I love that.
Oh, all right. Well, then I'll recommend a possible remedy. You ready?
I didn't say it's a problem, but go ahead. Yeah.
Doc. Okay, here we go. Oh my God, Dr. Fox. The name of the book is called "Addicted to White."
Uh-huh.
A shame based alliance. Dr. Jerome Jerome Fox. Mm-hmm. Now he's a regular contributor to you're in Poland, but he's a regular contributor to us here in the States. But now look, brother, I'll be honest with you. Unless you're ready for this, you will dismiss him out of hand immediately. And it's so deep, I don't even know where to start with this stuff. And
that's
I'm not shaming you, and I understand where you're coming from, because we're men. But there are certain types of attractions that we have that are based on an alliance, shame-based alliance with those who are women. I cannot.
Shame-based alliance with those who are women.
Well, that's my interpretation. The name of the book is "Addicted to Watch." Addicted to White, a shame-based alliance, Dr. Jerome Fox. And whenever he comes on, because I hear him three or four times, whenever he comes on, it annoys me to no end. But he's correct. He's absolutely correct.
Well, I mean, the only thing I can think of myself is that when... we are at war with each other, and it doesn't matter what group against what group. When we're at war with each other, we tend to kill all the males and take all the women.
Well, that's what's happening right now in Western culture, yeah. That's what's happening.
So, I mean, it's just the warrior in me. I don't know. There are certain groups of people I do not care for. I won't use the word hate. There's certain groups people that I don't care for, but I will definitely take the women at a moment's notice.
well, I'm going to make a statement that the sisters back in Rome, back in the cities, are listening right now. But if we lived in a sane society, because we do not live in a sane society, then the natural attraction or an attraction would be towards from one to the other. In other words, you like someone who, because of their look, and the women like male because of their strong and so forth. Because if we lived in a sane society, that would be a natural phenomenon. But we do not live in a sane society. Our society is distorted by sex. It's distorted by quote-unquote race. It's distorted by a whole number of factors. And because of that, we're going to have, here we are trying to figure our way and our way through the madness. We can't do it. We can't do it. So, and by the way, I keep saying to you, this is the third time I'm saying to you, brother, why is it that all throughout Europe, you have black Madonnas and child? All through Europe.
You would think this would be whitewashed already, right?
Why would it be? Because, no, they can't be original ones. No, of course they can't. Or they shouldn't. They don't because they understand who they're dealing with. What you're trying to do is to put your gigantic cosmic footprint into a European smaller hole, which doesn't fit. When you stop trying to do that, then.
You know what? I make it fit. Yes, I am part three of the Moorish invasion here in Europe.
Part three.
And the women aren't complaining, okay?
and look, we're not African people have nourished the world. We have nourished the oppressors. We have allowed us to be killed. And we're still here because, for some reason, the Creator, whatever we call it, has allowed us to go into the next level, and it's our turn.
Absolutely.
We're just not. I mean, how do you have people who are butt naked in Mali? They walk around naked, and they're talking about how the Dogon.
The Dogon, yes.
I mean,
they know about the space people in Sirius 3.
Yeah, of course, yes. Yeah, of course. And so and Carl McKay, have talked about, well, how do these people know this stuff?
They had information on what the atom was that actually
of course they
pushed
did.
Science ahead. Smart science ahead. I love it. Exactly. So I'm glad you know that. You're such a wise man, Frank. I love having you on my show.
Thank you very much. But one thing I'm going to leave you with: if we don't get this stuff together, I mean, stuff is, you know, I'm pejorative term. If we don't get stuff together, we're doomed. At least for a while.
I agree. And Frank, I want you to stay on the line because I want to talk about the pedophilia stuff. And I know we have other callers.
No,
I know we got, we have our favorite Christian representative, Pat from Fort Worth. She's on line one. We'll get to her as well when we get back. So, guys, stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Metal Face 2. Operation Doomsday.
By the way, I re-up on bad dreams, back up screams in 50s, re-up on mad schemes that heat shop like Jiffy,
pop, pop,
in an instant, get smoked like Winston cigarettes, holes get ripped off like Nicorette,
Pats.
In real life, the real tripe scene, might snatch your life like assault machine, rifle, dead up, set up like bullfight, be blooded how we like, cut it white or in full flight. Right.
We are back. Yeah, that was Gas Draws. We'll hear more of that another time. Yeah, so, Frank, you still there? Frank, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
So, I want to touch on what you said with Interpol.
Yes, Interpol, again, it was a subdivision within Interpol. Now, it might not have been officially manifested and acknowledged, but it, again, it was called Archangel. And what they would do, they would simply, when they found that there were pedophiles that would that were apprehended and convicted, legally convicted, they would eliminate them. Now, when I first heard about it, this was, oh, God, 20, maybe 15 years ago, I realized that that someone cared, because it seemed as if no one cared. These poor children who would be
kidnapped and trafficked and sold into sexual slavery. It was just one of the things that you just, you feel, you know, you have no control over. You feel powerless against them. But in effect, again, this group, which is still, for the, if they're operating today, I'm not sure. But they were denied, officially denied by Interpol. And the author of the book, was his name, again, his name was Race, R-I-C-E, Race Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N. And their job was to go out and find and eliminate those pedophiles. And he said, I heard an interview with him about, maybe 15 years ago. He said that he got out of it because he couldn't, even though he realized what he was doing was correct, he was in effect killing people. So I don't know the status of it right now, and I'm not sure. But something has to be done. And ironically, Donald Trump set up an organization that was able to stop and capture a couple of hundred and rescue a couple of hundred children during one of the first
and
second.
Donald Trump was hated for this. Now, let you in on a little secret with this Interpol and these little ragtag groups that they and China put together. This is the assassinorum, okay? These are the people who tie up loose ends. Okay, for example, you have cocaine dealers in the United States, right? You can be a cocaine dealer. I can be a cocaine dealer. But once you get a little too big, or you become somebody who knows too many people, the CIA comes in and kills you.
Yeah.
Or you get, the DEA comes and gets you. They don't want a competition. They don't want anybody knowing too much in the inner circle who's not initiated. Okay? This is a cleanup team that you're speaking about, this Archangel. It's a cleanup team. They have to keep the current official child trafficking rings safe. They can't have upstarters in the business because it becomes disorderly.
Well, are you saying that they functioning 10, 15 years ago?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Yeah, are you saying that they were functioning 10, 15 years ago?
I'm just telling you how the system works. The shadow system, okay? You have people who are tapped. You can't be a drug dealer. You can be small time. You can make enough money for your rent. But as soon as you buying cars, buying houses, either you're paying some dirty cops, or you get taken out. Your cars
are seized,
your house are seized, and that goes to fund the government. So, again, for these people who are being caught, quote-unquote, being arrested, quote-unquote, these are people who are freelancing. They don't want anybody freelancing. Because they have their own agency that does the child trafficking. They have their own business interest that does the child trafficking, the child abuse. That's what they do. So to hear about a group that, to hear about people being arrested or killed for pedophilia and child trafficking, that's what that means. They're just cleaning up loose ends. They're taking out the competition.
Yeah, no. But you said, when you say competition, what do you mean competition?
Your federal government, okay? Your I don't want to even say federal government. Your secret services, your shadow government, traffics children. That's a fact. Trafficking rings. So they don't want anybody else doing it. Just like the CIA. The CIA moves cocaine into the country. They are contracting cartels to bring cocaine into the country. Now, anybody else that does it, guess what? They get busted.
Right, but are you... Sure, I understand that. But are you saying that these, in the case of child trafficking, that that still kind of goes on in spite of Interpol's efforts? God, I hope not.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Interpol is there to watch out for the interest of other global cartel/federal agencies. It's the information broker. That's all it is. Okay? They'll sell that information too. Oh, hey Germany, we got some information on a guy that you might want to deal with. And, okay, how much? They'll shoot him that information. And then, it's funny too, you can go to the Interpol website, they have pictures of the SWAT teams busting into people's homes with Interpol stickers on their back, onto their armor, onto their bulletproof vest. They can't do that. Germany can do it. The German police can do it within their own country. Spain can do it. Interpol cannot do that. So they're lying to you from the start. You have to look at jurisdiction. You have to look at the powers that these people have, because they will lie to you. It's a fear campaign. Oh, Interpol's going to come and get me. Interpol can talk to my lawyer. They're not busting through my door. They can talk to my lawyer, though. So that's what people don't understand. It's all about the fear. It's all about the misinformation. And yes, they will publicize something that seems so good, but it's not good. Taking out pedophile rings. No, they're taking out the competition and taking over those pedophile
rings. Yeah, as far as you know, has the United States made any difference in this whole process?
Unfortunately not.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
So, Frank, you've just a wonderful, wonderful caller. Thank you. Thank you for that. I want to bring Pat onto the air. I know she's been waiting a long time.
Okay. Okay. Love to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you very
much. Okay. I hope y'all can hear me. I wanted to tell you from what I've learned in my lifetime, okay? First of all, Abraham, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, you're just fine. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Abraham was in the, he's from the Mesopotamia, which is now Iraq. And he was a sun worshiper. And what the man said is true. God presented himself to him, and he made him promises. They're all in Genesis 22 in the Bible, I think. Abraham, it was counted to righteousness for Abraham because he believed God. And that's how all these here three religions should stick to, believing God, okay? Yeah, I probably don't forget what I was going to say. Anyway, that's true. What he was an Iraqi sun worshiper. And so I've told this on RBN before, that when Jesus was talking to people to teach him who he was, he was talking to the Jews, and some of them believed him that he was the Son of God. He never did deny it. But he said, if you will continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So there's the problem, see. You got to continue in the word of Jesus, okay? But and as far as the Christians go, Ephesians chapter 2, it said there's no wall of demarcation between the Christians and the Jews, because whoever's a Jew believes God. That's what you have to do. You have to believe God. And you and Jesus, he didn't push himself on anybody. You've seen the pictures of him knocking at the door. He will ask to come into your heart, but God is not going to force himself on you. He is a God of choice. And I can understand why.
Okay, let me ask you something. You bring up, three religions. And something I think is entirely silly, and Mike, I want you to ring in on this as well. Something I think that's entirely silly. You have three religions who are fundamentally worshiping the same God, but cannot get on.
Supposedly, but what's happened is the Muslims don't know that they've been taken over by Mohammed, and he was not, and their God is not our God. Jimmy Carter pushed that, and I almost believed it. It's not the same God. So they're all deceived, okay?
But it is. It is, because you can't have three religions split off. It had the same source. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The same source, God.
But on the other hand, I don't know who said it originally, that we all go back to Adam. No, we don't. Because if you reject God, he forgets you. That's the way it is. Unless somebody is really high-powered with God, prays for you all the time. And so you're not the son. They used to sing, we are the world. We are God's children. Well, we're not God's children. According to the Bible, you are only a child of God. You have the power to become a child of God if you believe. First, you got to believe. But you have to obey God, or you not. You can't say, pull up a chair and say, okay, Jesus, I'm going to offer you a brew now. Let's talk. He would call you an arrogant bastard.
Okay, let's talk about
the biblical point of view.
Noah, very quickly. You want to talk about Adam? Let's talk about Noah very quickly. If you count the generations from Noah to Adam, you would actually have to understand that means through all these generations, if you count it up, it would mean that Noah had 62 different pairs of grandparents. Where are these people? Who are these people?
Well, obviously they didn't do what they were supposed to. I think from my recollection, and I just woke up to, that the world was destroyed for violence before, and I think we're in deep trouble right now. What do you think? Violence. B-I-O-L-E-S. Yeah. That's
there is
right.
A good amount of violence that needs to happen, and to the right people, but that's not happening right now, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, you know, Jesus was a God of peace, but he could, he's not God. He's the Son of God. Remember, we talked about this the other day, the law versus God set up the law. If you don't want to believe the law, deal with Jesus. And then he'll be your friend if you're on his side. But he threw out money changers in the temple. He said, you're not going to make my father's house a den of thieves. Well, they were overcharging. It wasn't that, they charged interest. He's at times told them, why didn't you, parable, he says, why didn't you put my money to the usury? Why didn't you, that I expect more than you give, or I give you, I expect something for it. And some guy buried his, and he said, you're unfaithful servant, go to outer darkness. So nobody's against usury. Jesus wasn't against usury. He's against cheating, thievery, but research is going on right now. Science has become money, money science. I mean, it's just crazy anymore. The love of money's taken over the world. And even the church.
Well,
the church.
That's the religion. That is the predominant religion on the planet, is money. So,
well,
money
wouldn't
work if you didn't believe in it.
I didn't hear you.
I said money wouldn't work if you didn't believe in it. If you had no trust in that $100
bill, choice.
It wouldn't work.
I said that's your choice. You know, you got to go to God and say, if your God, show me your God. He will. He just won't push himself on you, unless I said, unless you got some grandparents or somebody or friends or somebody said, oh, God, save them. They're on their way to hell. You know, he will intervene. He will do all kind of things to get you saved.
I think you need a special pair of sunglasses. You know, you walk around. I think you need a special pair of sunglasses. You know, walk around, look at the world. Let's see what it really is.
The devil does that. He walks around seeing whom he can devour. He told God that when he said, "You seen my servant Job?" And he said, "He's perfect. Job was supposedly perfect." He said, "You let me have it and take your hands off of him, and I'll have it cursing you." Well, he never did. He took everything he had, but God gave it all back. But he didn't take his wife. His wife said, "Curse God, die." But he didn't take his wife. He kept that same wife. So he got everything back. But the thing is, you got to obey God to the best of your ability. And that's how you became. But I wanted to tell you about the black Jews.
Yes.
Queen of Sheba went to David.
True.
Went to
they
Solomon.
They were Jews. They were Hebrews.
Well, Queen of Sheba was black. She was from Ethiopia, which they don't know now if it's Ethiopia or Yemen or what. But anyway, those Jews have pointed noses. That's the Africans have flat noses, and the Jewish ones have pointed ones. So you don't have to be white to be a Jew, or like he was saying a while ago. But I don't know. He was just saying that you're a religious Jew when you. I don't know, embrace Judaism, but why would you want to go there? I mean, go right on to Jesus. Don't embrace Judaism. I mean, I've heard of people, women saying, well, I'm going to prove to you that, that you're wrong. And she start reading the Bible. As she started reading the Bible, she said, you're right. And she gets convicted and she gets converted. See, there's going to be a big revival because this world is in trouble. Mm-hmm. Say what?
I said, to each to their own, I suppose.
Well, God is—he loves us, so he's gonna make life so hard for us that we have to give up. And I believe it's already happening. It's already happening. I watch current things going on in California, and people have had it. You know, they just had it, and they say we can't do anything about all this. We just gotta have to trust God. And that's the goal of the whole thing. That's the goal of all the troubles we have, is to teach us to trust him.
Well, you know, that's a very positive.
But let me tell you one more thing about Jerusalem. See, it has been destroyed so many times, Jerusalem. And once in the Bible, God sent a guy named Nehemiah to rebuild it. And Stephen DeLune said this one time. He's on RBN in the morning sometimes with J.R. Moore. And I think he had this on one of his videos, and he said that the word, the symbol for Yahweh or Jehovah, Yahweh's because they didn't want to say Jehovah, but Yahweh is the outline of Jerusalem. Now, how did that happen? The old walls of Jerusalem is exactly on the outline of the word for God, Jehovah. How do you like that?
You know, I'm going to have to look into that. That sounds very interesting. But,
look into it.
Thank you very much for this information. And once again, you always come through with some very strong points. Thank you very much. Please call in tomorrow. And so, guys, that is it for the show. I think I'm going to give last couple minutes and discussion here with my board op. What do you think about tonight's show?
That was a wild ride.
Wild ride. Yeah. All right. Guys, this show, man, I can't speak for other hosts on the network. I don't know too many of the other hosts on the network. I do know a lot of them are... it's kind of weird because a lot of it is pre-recorded and that sort of thing. You know, when I came to the network, John was like, no pre-records. No, not having it. No, your show's good enough. You can do it live. No pre-records. Oh, all right. Okay, cool, fine, whatever. But, you know, I actually prefer it that way. I like a live show. I like to be able to talk to you, the people. If you feel that you're underrepresented by RBN, please feel free to call into the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. As hardcore is in the title for a reason. There's nothing you can come on to the show and say that's going to be too much unless it's profanity. Okay? Let yourself be known. Let yourself be heard, and don't make excuses. People are going to do shows how they want to do their shows. Okay, don't make excuses. You're not heard somewhere else. Come onto my show and be heard. You have representation here at RBN. And that's a fact. We are free speech. That is a fact. Okay. So, it's just a time to do and a time not to. Okay? With my show, it's a time to do. Do you want to add anything on top of that, Mike?
Not really, but, you know, let's keep it clean and we can discuss all the stuff.
All right. Well, guys, with that said, you know, I am your host, V. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And guys, remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king, so please educate yourselves.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.